You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, ¿qué tal, chicos? Seguimos aquí en Rock Un Radio Show. Bueno, ahora llegamos al momento de la entrevista. Estaremos con la banda de nuestro amigo Mr. Bush de los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica, el Golfo de América, así como se dice, ¿no? La gente no se peleen, pues, ¿no? Vamos todos en paz. Nuestro amigo Mr. Bush con su banda, Frequency Overload. I love this band. Yeah, I really love it. It's amazing. Hardcore. This is hardcore punk crossover. Oh, my God. Well, now we will have a new song, The Pain Factor, and an interview with Mr. Bush. Okay, just vamos a escucharla. Y vamos a escuchar The Pain Factor y la entrevista, a ver qué les parece. Okay, estás en Rock on Radio, no perdamos más tiempo. Vamos con música.
This is Mr. Bush from Frequency Overload. You are listening to Frequency Overload on Rock'em Radio with Gino.
Frequency Overload formed in 2022, and what inspired you to start the band?
Well, Corey Schaefer, our guitar player, and Kevin Daly, our drummer, their sons played travel basketball against each other. And they were standing there, and they were the only two guys with metal shirts on, so they kind of gravitated together and started talking, hey, I play drums, I play guitar. So Frequency Overload started with those two just rehearsing and having fun. And then I went on Facebook for Long Island Musicians Wanted, because I wanted to get back into it. I had been out of it for a while, but my whole life I was in bands. And so I put this ad out. Listen, I was standing outside Lamore's waiting to see Megadeth Slayer in 1986. I'm a writer, a singer. Is anybody out there? And they answered. So I went over to his house, and they said, hey, listen, we have a couple of songs written. Why don't you take these home and see what you could write to them? And that was it. We were together since then. We realized quite quickly that we needed a bass player.
Huh?
And we did the same little Facebook group. Long Island Musicians Wanted, hey, this is what we're about. Is there any bass players out there? And then Steve Little showed up.
What does the band name Frequency Overload mean? How do you choose it?
We were talking about band names, of course, after the four of us were all together.
Okay.
And, you know, we were coming up with what you would expect. Typical Sledgehammer, Revival, and all of this stuff. Fossil, you know. And Steve, our bass player, said, well, why don't we stop talking and start jamming? Let's overload these frequencies. And bam, the next thing he texted us the next day, Frequency Overload. And we were like, yeah, love it.
How would you describe your musical style and what set you apart within the heavy metal genre?
Yeah, that is a tough one. That is a tough one. We've been called genreless. I think that we have the ability to appeal to everybody, but we don't do it intentionally. We write and it's us. So we do have a classic metal background, but we also have the hardcore and thrash edge from my end.
Okay.
And then, you know, we also have some fun with it and keep it contemporary as well. Our musical style was described by the girl who wrote our biography as a hardcore-tinged reinvention of thrash metal. I didn't even know what the hell she was talking about, but I said, all right, print it.
Nice story. Well, what are your biggest musical influences and how have they impacted your sound?
I would have to say, for me personally, Pete Steele during the Carnivore days.
Type of man. Yes, Pete Steele.
Big influence. I wasn't so much into the Type O Negative stuff. It was too slow and too gothy for me. But that Retaliation album, the Carnivore Retaliation, my God. My favorite.
My t-shirt.
Yeah. Corey, our guitar player, has a lot of different influences. Of course, he plays guitar, so he loves Pantera. He loves Iron Maiden. You know, he loves those guitar-driven bands. Steve, our bass player, actually has been in a lot of different types of bands, including jazz. He could play some serious jazz stuff. And Kevin, our drummer, brings to the table just a hard rock approach. You know, he hits the drums like John Bonham or something. Bam, 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 bam. There's none of this nice little, you know, trying to tap along. He hits it like it's the end of the world.
Can you tell us about the creation process of your debut album, Faith Anthropic?
Well, we started with the songs that the guys had, and I wrote the lyrics to them. Corey had a lot of the riffs. A few of the songs we wrote on the spot while rehearsing and then just trimmed them up. And what those guys do, they'll say, hey, listen, I got this riff. And then they say, I got that. I got this beat. And they'll just put them together. And sometimes I'll just grab the mic and just make syllables, just blah, 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 just so I can get an idea in my head. And we'll record it. And then I'll go back and write the lyrics. But as far as the album came together, we have actually almost enough material for two albums. So we picked some of the songs, and then through Corey's relationship with Joey Z from Life of Agony, because he had recorded previous albums in his band Misery with Joey, we contacted Joey. We decided to have him record and engineer the album.
What is the meaning behind the title, Faith Anthropic?
Oh, that's tricky, isn't it? Well, we know what fate is, right? It's your undeniable destiny. And anthropic, if you look at the definition, is of man. To be philanthropic is to give money. To be a misanthrope is to hate man. But it actually came about, we didn't want to name the album the first track. So you take the first track and make it that, everybody does that. It's been done a million times. Mm-hmm. So philanthropic is an anagram of the pain factor.
Wow. Thomas, do you have a favorite song on the album and why?
That's a tough one. That's like trying to choose which of my kids I like the best, you know? I would have to say, now 4 Years Dead is a lot of fun to play. It's a very snarky and, you know, character-driven lyric. But Bipolar Bear I have a lot of love for because I've always been told that, oh, you turn on a dime, you flip on a switch, you have a short fuse, you have a horrible temper, you know? And I try to tell people, no, you're poking the bear. You're the one that brings out the worst of me and then points it back. So when I wrote Bipolar Bear, it was kind of from my own point of view with dealing with people and dealing with anger management.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to say, you know, those two are two of my favorites, and I just can't stop loving Bullets enough. Love that one.
Oh, Loving Bullets. All right. What are your thoughts on music streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music? Do you think they are good or bad for musicians?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword. Back when I started out, we would make cassette tapes and mail them to Canada with a ditto, and mail them to Europe, and mail them to all over the place in the hopes that someone would hear us. And nowadays, through platforms like DistroKid, it's immediately, on May 17th, it was out on CD, and yes, it was downloadable, and yes, Skateboard Marketing got us out to the radio stations, but it was in everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. In that way, that side of the sword is great. There's people hearing us. The other side is, you know, you're getting a quarter of a penny. Whereas if somebody bought a t-shirt, you're getting $15 at least to pay, you know, for the $8 t-shirt. You're making $5. It's very difficult now for bands to make any money off their music because of the streaming services.
What can fans expect from a live show like Frequency Overload?
After that, what we typically do is we hit it hard and fast. And we'll just one song into the next, take a break when they have to change guitars for tuning. It's very energetic. It's a very powerful show. We leave it all on the stage. We give it to you, and you give it back, and that's the circle, right? So, yeah, we have a very energetic and positive show. People say, oh, I had the album, but I had no idea you were so great live. Oh, my God, you're better live.
What are your plans for the near future? Are you working on a new music, planning a tune, any Canadian dates?
We don't have any Canadian dates planned. We're trying to play just out of state. We've played Dingbats in New Jersey. We've played, in Brooklyn at clubs like Lucky 13. We're trying to build a better fan base and trying to get an interest in maybe taking a couple of weeks off from work and doing a tour, getting an RV. What the hell? Gonna live twice? Get an RV, maybe travel up to Canada, hit Connecticut on the way back, Massachusetts, Michigan, stuff like that. We're thinking about it.
Wow, Thomas. Any last words to your fans in this interview?
Hey, stay metal. Go to the website. All our socials and all that stuff is linked right through frequencyoverload.com. Look for us, ask for us, and if you ask hard enough, we'll be coming for you.
101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, ¿qué tal, chicos? Seguimos aquí en Rock'n Radio. Estuvimos con la entrevista a nuestro amigo Mr. Bosch de Frequency Overload. Ellos son de Long Island, New York. Bueno, Staten Island está al costado. Yo estaba por ahí, me encanta el pan de esa zona. Es buenísimo. I love the bread from that area. Bueno, estuvimos escuchándolos y nos trae muchos recuerdos, de verdad, esta banda. Muy buena. Esperemos verlos aquí en Canadá muy pronto. Seguimos con más música aquí en Rock 'n' Radio. Es el momento de escucharnos Stonegate con el tema Hope Died Last. Es una banda canadiense que creo que les va a gustar. Ellos son de Calgary, si no me equivoco. Y bueno, acaban de sacar, van a sacar su álbum pronto. Y de esta provincia, ¿no? De Alberta. Ya van a conocer Canadá. Sus influencias son hard rock, metal, y hip hop también, ¿no? Pero la energía se siente sobre todo. Es una buena banda, así que ¡pum! La inspiración viene ahí. Si te gusta Korn, ¿no? Y The Warning, esto es para ti. Vamos a escucharlo. A mí me encantó la canción, ¿eh? Por eso se la voy a poner. It's time to listen to Guys of Hope Die Last. Luego estaremos con Carmeria, con el tema Lost in the Snows. Ellos están pronto a lanzar su nuevo EP, ¿no? Acústico, Lost in the Snow. Y ya, vamos a escuchar la canción, precisamente el nombre que lleva, ¿no? Este EP. Estaban sacando un álbum hace poco y ya. Están sacando música bastante. Qué interesante, ¿verdad? Me encanta eso. Así que, hurrah for them. Después vamos con más Canadá. It's time to listen to Blaise Sparrow from Cape Breton. Esta ciudad, ¿no? Aquí en Canadá. Así que vamos con Blaise Sparrow y el tema Hands of Time. También estaremos con los finlandeses de Admire the Green y el tema Crescent Moon. Luego vendrán de Prehistoria con el tema Everlasting Legacy. Este es un nuevo single. Y para cerrar estaremos con los Heart Killer. Ellos son húngaros. Y el tema que está en húngaro se llama Lepnet. Voy a tratar de leerlo, ¿ok? Lepnet Musak Nehafag. Pero ya con la música lo van a entender. But I'm sure that the music is a universal language. So, you can understand what we say. ¿O no? Yo creo que sí, ¿no? Vamos. Bueno, seguimos con más música y de ahí creo que vamos a meter más canciones, como también vamos a estar con Frog, con el tema Double Vision Roll, Forsaken Ride, porque esta es la segunda semana que vamos a ponerlo con el tema Call to War. Luego estaremos con los Messiah para Troops, con Payphone Sleep. Y para cerrar vamos con Cool of Alcaeus, con el tema Forget But Rage. Y ese es un tono más fuerte, así para cerrar e irnos con bastante potencia. Bueno, muchachos, ahí lo dejo con Rock 'n' Radio. Voy a ver si regreso en un rato para despedirme. Si no, ya saben, un abrazo muy fuerte y nos vemos en el próximo capítulo del Rock 'n' Radio Show. Keep on rocking, baby. No te olvides de suscribirte a la página web, ahí al Facebook, al Instagram. Síguenos para que estés siempre al tanto. No te olvides de mandar tus canciones. Si tienes una banda, me encantaría que me manden bastante Latinoamérica. Es muy poco lo que manda Latinoamérica. Europa, 500 correos a la semana. Estados Unidos y Canadá por ahí. Así que pónganse las pilas, pues, amigos latinos. Que acá está Rock 'n' Radio de Gino Alache para apoyarlos. Como lo vengo haciendo hace 23 años. Ya sabes, estás en Rock 'n' Radio. See you. Rock 'n' Radio, your rock station. Now plotted and judged.
Let's show how much we've grown. Boston Radio, your rock station. We'll be right back. your rock station.
Make the feel, all that grows up.
Radio, your rock station.
Yeah. AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music.